Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. Today, we are lucky to have back on the show Dr. Carrie Cox from Travels with Birdie, and she's here today to talk about 8 trips to take your kids on before they turn 18. And this is a post she did for the JCO Journal a while back, and we've been talking for a while about doing it as a podcast, and today we're going to do it. So, Carrie, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jeremy. It feels weird to not say hi, Stephanie, too.
You can say hi to her.
Hi, Stephanie.
I'll pass it on. How are you doing in this crazy world of coronavirus? How are things going for you?
Pretty swell right now. I teach online, so I'm still doing that in the summer. And otherwise, we've been trying to squeeze in fun and doing some writing, and so life is not really normal, but it's pretty okay for us. Luckily, we're really thankful about that.
And you've been out in the RV once or twice at this point?
Yeah, we've taken a couple of trips just, within an hour from the house, and nice places where we could just, you know, hang out with family, hang out outside, and it's been good.
Yeah, closer to home has been comfortable for us too, as we just start to kind of get back out there. We're leaving for Lake Placid soon, which really is kind of in our backyard, and it just feels more secure than driving cross country at this point for us, but maybe we'll get there. So let's do this episode, this 8 trips to take before your kids turn 18 that we are pulling from the JCO Journal, where you first wrote about this. But before we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at JCO. There are a few lessons that RVers learn quickly. Things aren't always easy. There's always some work to be done and a helping hand to be shared. A little dirt never hurt, and the forecast doesn't always cooperate. But the most important thing that RVers ever learn is that a bit of resilience goes a long way. Let's lead the charge back together. RVers were built for this. JCO was built for this. To find out more, visit jco.com/builtforthis for comeback-related news and advice. So, Carrie, I love this concept of trips to take before your kids turn 18. And Stephanie keeps talking to me in terms of bucket list trips because she's counting the summers, right? We only have so many summers before these boys are off to college. So I'm looking for you to inspire me in this episode. So let's dive in and talk about these trips that we want to take before our kids turn 18. So what is the first trip you would recommend taking?
Well, this one will probably be super popular this summer of coronavirus. So this is the celebrate your home trip. Kids often grow up without a big appreciation necessarily from the places we're from, because we are always looking at the other side of the fence, you know, like where's the cool place to go, other parts of the nation to explore. So this one is a trip where you just spend some time either super local or within your state. You can find all those state parks, state historic sites. My husband's the kind of guy who stops whenever he sees like a historic marker and he likes to read it. And, you know, we just don't indulge in enough of that in our home state. So celebrate your home.
I love the idea. And at this point, I think I will say that we've been doing some research around here for another project, and there are good campgrounds in every state. In every single state in the United States, there are great places to camp. I mean, there are certainly states like ours, like New Jersey, where there's not that many great places to camp, but yet we still do have great places. So I love that idea, and no matter what state you're in, this might be the summer to adventure in your state. I just booked an RV trip in New Jersey, which I don't remember the last time we camped in New Jersey, but this summer we're camping in New Jersey. feels like a big adventure to me. So you guys have done this? You've explored Missouri?
Yeah, so we like to go. There's some bigger cities in our state, and of course we love our state parks, and so it's just kind of nice, especially for those weekend trips, because you can do, you know, get 3 or 4 hours from home and still feel like you're far away from home and see something totally new.
What are a couple of your in-state favorites? And my guess is that maybe you've reviewed a few of them on the podcast, and we can link in the show notes.
Well, for sure, St. Louis is a big hit with us because St. Louis is one of those places where everything almost is free. They have a phenomenal free zoo. They have a free art museum, this huge, beautiful park, and this place called the City Museum, which is kind of a wild indoor playground. So that's super fun. And then, of course, my husband's a fly fisherman, so we like to do those state parks that have trout streams. And Bennett Springs State Park, Roaring River are some places that we like to go for that.
All right. So what is our second trip that we should take with our kids before they turn 18?
Well, this one's a little more epic unless you just happen to live by some wonderful national parks, which we in Missouri, we just have the Gateway Arch, I think. It's our only major national park. But the second trip is the national parks trip. So planning one of those road trips. There's a lot of people who plan that epic road trip where they can hit several national parks like Yellowstone. I see a lot of people on the RV Atlas group right now planning trips to Yellowstone and Mount Rushmore and Grand Tetons. Those three come to mind. We went out to see Yosemite and Sequoia National Parks. So, you know, as they say, there's nothing quite as American as our national parks, and taking your kids to see these places that were recognized as our nation's most beautiful or most historic sites is something just really inspirational, I think.
Yeah, truly our best idea. And my best memories with my boys are our trips to Fort Wilderness and our trips to national parks. Everything else sort of falls into second or third place below those things. So if this is the summer of close to home trips for a lot of people, Lord willing, I kind of hope that next summer could be the return to that epic road trip. Because, you know, also, I'm sure you've seen in our Facebook group, I mean, there's plenty of people going to Yellowstone and going to Badlands, but there's also a lot of people canceling those trips this year, too, because they don't feel comfortable doing so, and for good reason. So
they're spending this summer dreaming and planning for next year's trip, which is when you're going to those national parks, it's not a bad idea to plan a year in advance.
I want to lean in to planning for next summer. Like that's where I'm at right now. I'm not in mourning or sad. We did cancel our Grand Canyon trip finally. And we still have some Utah reservations, but they're going to get canceled. We just haven't gotten around to it. And to be honest with you, I'm not in mourning. I just know we'll go at a later time, and hopefully it'll be next summer. So what is the third trip we should take before our kids turn 18?
Well, hopefully your kids don't turn 18 this year. I know yours don't, but anybody listening, because the third trip is the theme park trip, which this one may not be popular this year. But again, if you're wanting to take that theme park trip to Fort Wilderness, you want to plan ahead and get those campsites booked because they do book up. So my husband was one of those people who just when we started dating, I always wanted to go to theme parks, and he thought I was crazy. He hated them. He thought they're expensive and hot and crowded. But we did finally convince him to go to Disney when the boys were like 7 and 10 or something like that. And it was just really neat to see even how a grown man could be, you know, caught up in the magic of Disney. So there is something to say for these places that are hot and crowded and expensive, but they do have something magical to them. And if you can take your kids when they're young and let them, you know, interact with those characters they love or do their first roller coaster, I think even the parents will get caught up in that.
I've been seeing pictures. I think that Fort Wilderness reopened in just in the last couple of days. And people have been in some of the Fort Wilderness Facebook groups. And people have been posting videos of the campground, and it's just practically empty. And it just reminds me, God, what a beautiful campground. I think they're just limiting the number of people that are in there right now. But anytime we've ever gone to Fort Wilderness, every site was booked, but now because of the limitations, the campground is fairly empty. So Carrie has 5 more trips to take before your kids turn 18. But before we dive into the next 3, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. Award-winning Jellystone Parks have everything your family needs to make long-lasting camping memories. Whether you're an RV enthusiast, enjoy the comfort of a cabin, or prefer tent camping, Jellystone Parks have first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities. And some of those amenities and activities may look a bit different this summer. Some things might be closed in certain states still in terms of pools, so you're going to want to go to jellystonepark.com, find the campground you're interested, and you're going to want to see what is open, give them a call, and get the best possible information you can get. There's over 75 locations in the United States and Canada, so you can have a quality camping experience that is also close to home. And you just need to remember, it's not just a campground, it's Jellystone Park. Check them out at jellystonepark.com. So, Carrie, what is the 4th type of trip we should take with our kids before they turn 18?
Well, we all know that a lot of times kids learn better by living something. So taking a history trip where you just really focus in on a time period or a specific historical event. This is one that comes to mind is like the Oregon Trail. If they're studying that and you can go and actually see the ruts where the wagons, you know, went through the dirt, things like that. There's also all of those kind of living history parks where interpreters bring things to life, you know, and kids really get into that kind of stuff because there's often hands-on, real-world things that they get to do, and it's so much better than learning about history from a video or a book.
Do your boys get into that type of trip?
They did when they were younger, maybe not so much now. One of our bucket list places that we haven't been to yet is Washington, D.C., because I do really think that D.C. would wow them and that they would really be into that kind of, you know, in-depth learning and experiences right now.
Well, if we can figure it out, why don't we do that trip together? I mean, yeah. I would love to meet you guys in D.C. It's only about 3.5 hours from us, and we know the city so well, so let us know in advance. Now, it's funny you say like when your kids liked it when they were younger, because we did take the boys to Gettysburg, and I think they were too young because we bought the CDs to play in the car, like the driving tour, and they kept asking like, well, when are the soldiers going to show up, right? I mean, they just couldn't quite imagine it themselves. They thought it was all going to come to life for them. So I don't think we hit that exact right age, so I want to take them back to Gettysburg and hopefully they'll enjoy it a bit more. They were too little. So what is trip number 5?
This kind of is closely related. This one is the geography trip. So I just remember my in-laws got us into RVing. They took us on this trip to Colorado and I had never really thought about mountains. I didn't really, you know, I just hadn't really thought about ever seeing them. And so when we went, driving across the prairie and seeing all of these geographical landforms as we headed into the mountains and then seeing foothills and going into the mountains, all of that, it just really impressed upon me all of that geography that I had learned and made me appreciate it. So, you know, some people are beach people, some people are mountain people. You know, take those trips where you find that kind of geography that's different from home and that wows you.
We always like to do the beach to mountains trip. You know, we would pick a campground on coastal North Carolina and then head into the mountains afterwards and kind of do both of those landscapes in one trip because it provided a lot of variety and visual interest for the kids. All right. So what about trip number 6?
This one is a cultural trip. So there's all kinds of places in America that even though we're one nation, there's just places that feel different, that have a different culture, that have, you know, foods and music and traditions that are so different from home. I know when we took our Route 66 trip and we went through the American Southwest, we really felt that, you know, you see a lot of the Native American cultures and New Orleans is a place that comes to mind that has its, you know, its own really lively culture. That's a place that we haven't been yet, but we think our boys, now that they're at the older edge of childhood at almost 16 and 18, that they would really get into, you know, they'd appreciate trying the foods and listening to the music. And so we definitely want to still do that trip.
Our first road trip together, well, I don't know if it was our first road trip, but when Stephanie and I were dating, we went with her sister. We drove to New Orleans for Jazz Fest. I mean, we were teenagers. And it was an amazing experience because the culture in New Orleans is so different than where we're from in the United States. The food was amazing. The music was amazing. Mm-hmm. And we love urban trips now with the kids. And in this kind of age of coronavirus, I'm sort of longing, like I'm longing to go back into New York City. I'm longing to go to Washington, D.C. Now's not the time that we're going to personally do those types of trips. You know, we want to go on RV trips where we have plenty of space. But just talking about this with you is making me want to do those great city trips again at some point. Okay, so we have two more great trips that you want to take with your kids before they turn 18. But before we do, and I'm going to throw in number nine, if Carrie will let me. Before sure. we do that, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Thetford. AquaBio is a new twist on holding tank treatments. It offers today's RVers a formaldehyde and bronopol-free formula. Thetford's next generation of holding tank solutions is campground-friendly and complies with California regulations. The quick-acting holding tank treatment eliminates odors while digesting waste and toilet paper to prevent clogging, all without any harsh chemicals. It's also proudly made in the USA. Thetford's new AquaBio is formulated and tested safe for all RV and marine toilets, holding tanks, and septic systems. It comes in liquid, toss-ins, and dry options. Visit Thetford.com for more information. So Carrie, take us to trip number seven.
So we kind of headed into this one when you were mentioning cities. Trip number seven is a big city trip. So that may not sound super exciting to people who live in a city, but to us, we live in the Midwest. We have a very small town near us, and going to the city was just such a different experience. So we've done San Francisco and London and New York City and Boston. And some of those places, you know, as you've talked about many times, are places people don't think about camping because it's not that traditional camping experience. But my boys, especially as teenagers, have loved going to cities. So just for us, even like navigating the subway is a fun challenge and seeing, you know, world-class museums, which I love maybe more than the boys. But they like, you know, going to a coffee shop in a different city, just things like that, that we don't have as much of at home.
And you're reminding me of the great episodes you did about camping at Liberty Harbor and going into New York City. That was about a year ago. We did those episodes, yeah. Right? So let's link to those in the show notes too. That was one of the great surprises for me about RV travel when we started RVing 10 years ago is that you can camp near most American cities. And occasionally you can camp right in the cities or right outside of the cities. It's very surprising, but most places do have an option. So what is the eighth trip we should take with our kids before they turn 18?
So this trip is just the do nothing trip. So we, you know, sometimes have been guilty, probably like a lot of families, of planning these trips that are packed with adventures, traveling where you're moving every few days, have a whole sightseeing agenda, and you just get caught up kind of in the itinerary. So it's nice sometimes to plan those trips where the itinerary is doing nothing. It is spending time together at the campground. So we've even camped in our very own town with a shakedown trip when we got our new trailer. And we made some wonderful little memories. I remember playing board games with my teenagers at a picnic table. So I treasure that time together with them so much now that they're approaching the leaving. Our older son leaves for college in 3 short months. So that do nothing time, like that is quality time.
Oh my God, I couldn't agree more. And quite frankly, that's where I'm at right now. Like, we're leaving for Lake Placid in a couple days, and we have very little planned. I mean, we plan on hiking, we plan on swimming, we might rent some kayaks or canoes. But just, I think, the stress and strain of just kind of being alive right now has made us just want a really chill, simple trip next week to just kind of refresh our souls and our spirits and help us, you know, dive back into the rest of the summer. So I'm going to add one if I can. And this is not part of Carrie's original. And I haven't done this yet, and I'm hoping to do it. I would, before my boys turn 18, I would like to let them plan one of our summer trips. I would literally like to throw, and I've heard of other people doing this, I would like to sort of like throw down the KOA catalog, throw down the Good Sam Travel Guide, throw down the Jellystone catalog and be like, where do you guys want to go? Okay, we're going to take a 2-week trip that you're going to pick. And I've heard that you know, like a lot of parents that have done that, it sometimes can turn the teenager who's a bit reluctant about traveling because all their friends are at home or they have summer jobs and get them really excited about a trip again. So I'm hoping I do that with all of my sons before they turn 18. And Carrie, I have to say, your sons are gentlemen and scholars. And when I met your boys about a year ago, I really thought, like, this is how I want my sons to grow up. So either they were putting on an incredible show for us, or they are actually really, really nice guys. Which is it?
They are mostly pretty nice guys. They have their moments, but there's this time in life, like, a lot of people really love when their kids are little, and I just knew that I didn't love that phase. I'm sorry, I know it's horrible to admit, but there was a part of me that just really felt like, you know, some of those parents don't know what to do with their kids when they're teenagers, and I just really hoped that I would enjoy my kids as teenagers, and so far, we really pretty much do. Like, they... again, like all teenagers, they have their moments, but they're pretty cool kids to hang out with. So I really thank you. And you're right back at you. Your boys are charming and delightful young men, too.
They often are when other people are around. when it's just them at home, they can be a little rough. You know, they are starting to now head into middle school, and their friends matter so much to them. Mm-hmm. And I was starting to think that this would be the summer where we would take their friends on some camping trips. But because of coronavirus, that's not happening this summer. I mean, that maybe next summer we can start bringing some of their buddies along. So, Carrie, thank you so much. Tell everybody where they can find all of your great photography, all of your great blog posts. Tell us any place where you're doing some freelance writing. You've got a lot going on. Let us know.
Sure. Yep. So you can find me on Twitter. Well, no, I don't really tweet very much, but on Instagram and Facebook as Travels with Birdie. And my blog is travelswithbirdie.com. And then I have some blog posts up on Good Sam and Togo RV. And I'm trying to think.
You've been in the print edition of the Good Sam Travel Guide.
The camping book. So you might come across me. Sometimes my name's not with my writing, but there's a few bylines in there where you might see my name. So it's exciting to get some stuff out there in the world.
Yeah, and that's definitely, we'll make sure that we link to this JCO Journal article if ever anyone wants to review these 8 great trips to take with your kids before they turn 18. And Carrie, really do hope to see you at the campground someday soon.
Me
again.
Too. Someday again. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Carrie.
Take care.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, JCO, Thetford, Cabela's, Jellystone, and Go RVing. They provide great quality products and resources for RVers and also support the production of this show. We personally believe in them and are happy to share our favorite products with you.
You can find blog posts and links with everything mentioned in this episode over at thervatlas.com.
And you can join the friendliest group of RVers over on Facebook in our private RV Atlas group.
And as always, we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.